USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed a number of executive orders yesterday, including $400 per week in additional unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and additional benefits for veterans. In his New Jersey news conference, he also spoke about the fact that Democrats continue to hide things in their bill that have nothing to do with COVID-19 relief, including an all-mail-in ballot system for the upcoming election.
They even want to force states to implement the controversial practice known as ballot harvesting, very dangerous practice, meaning they would allow Democrat Party operatives to deposit thousands and thousands of completed ballots at the post office without any verification of who filled them out, including a verification of signatures on the ballot. So you're not even going to have a verified signature. Anybody, I could sign it, you could sign it, anybody in this room could sign it, and that's going to count as a vote. How can you do a thing like this?
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Justin Wilson of Germantown, Maryland, caught a break earlier this year when a judge freed him from jail as a coronavirus precaution. But now Wilson is back in custody after stabbing a man to death during his release. This is the third such case just in the Washington, D.C. area this weekend, as on Friday, a man who was released on a rape charge killed his accuser. After an investigation, Wilson had initially been arrested back on July 28th on first-degree murder charges before the judge let him free. And now, California is about to release 18,000 inmates from their sentences early due to COVID-19. President Donald Trump will join world leaders as the United States takes part in global aid efforts to help the survivors of a deadly blast that rocked the Lebanese capital on Tuesday. Trump will join a conference call led by France and the United Nations to rally aid and funds in the aftermath of the colossal explosion, which killed more than 150 people. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Authorities recovered the bodies of 7 Marines and a Navy sailor who were killed when a Marine landing craft sank in hundreds of feet of water off the Southern California coast. The remains were found after underwater salvage operations that followed the sinking on July 30th. They will be flown to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to be prepared for burial by military affairs teams. The remains will then be released to their families in accordance with their wishes. 8 other people were rescued, and 1 died at the scene. All of the Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit at Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego. As they struggle to salvage some semblance of campus experiences this fall, U.S. colleges are requiring promises from students to help contain the coronavirus, including no keg parties, no long road trips, and no outside guests on campus. Administrators are warning the failure to wear masks, practice social distancing, and avoid mass gatherings will bring serious consequences, including expulsion from school. Critics are questioning whether it's realistic to demand that college students not act like typical college students, but the push is illustrating the high stakes for universities to plan to welcome some students back. Wide-scale COVID-19 testing, quarantines, and plexiglass barriers in classrooms won't work if too many students are misbehaving. Outbreaks involving fraternities have already been reported at some schools, including the Universities of Southern California, Washington, and Mississippi. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.